Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Grounded in divine relationship. Jesus's inclusivity allows us to affirm and critique our own religious tradition. Once a person develops any discernment of the Spirit, it becomes clear that God's holiness exists all over the place. All peoples comprise a single community and have a single origin, and also is their final goal, God. God's providence, manifestations of goodness, and saving designs extend to all people. Reality itself is one. Such an affirmation places us all inside the same frame of history and allows no foundational distinction between us. Recognize the ecumenical attitude Jesus had at the very beginning. He goes out of his way to make non-Jews the heroes of many of his stories and teachings. He is quick to point out the failures and fallacies of his own religion, Judaism, while still remaining faithful to it. The biblical tradition is saying that the only absolute available to us is the faithful love of God, and not any concept or structure or even religious traditions. God's love itself is the center and the still point of the turning world. What is unique about Jesus is his inclusivity itself. He is grounded in the absoluteness of the divine relationship. He is constantly and consistently inclusive without denying his Jewish foundation and faith. We can only be inclusive when we have a deeply held and shared experience that we can include people into. We have to have a home to bring people home to. Commitment to Christ and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit continually helps us recognize God in other traditions. Going deep in the Christian religion enables us to see the same spirit and love in other religions as well. The Jewish prophets taught restorative justice. God eventually says through the prophets, I'm going to love you anyway. I'm going to redeem you by my perfect love. I'm going to love you into wholeness. Indigenous mothers in the Pueblo show their children how to silently wave the morning sunshine toward their faces, just as we learn to bless ourselves with the sign of the cross. Buddhism teaches us the phenomenology of perception. Eastern religions in general, and Buddhism in particular, help us recognize and rediscover our own very ancient Christian contemplative tradition. The Sufis' deep love, especially as expressed by the poets Rumi and Hafiz, often captures the stirrings of our own heart. Hindu women and men enter the temple, and with reverence, they simply bow, bowing to God, bowing to the mystery. Like the wind, the spirit blows where it will. Rest in this knowing. We are not alone. Of the world's great rivers, the Jordan, the Tiber, the Ganges, the Tigris, and Euphrates rivers, all nourish the lives of those who live along their banks. None of these rivers meet on earth, though they do meet in the heavens, where water from each of them condenses into clouds that rain down on all the mortals of the earth. In the same way, the religions of the world remain distinct and unmixed on earth, but they meet once transformed into vapor, once metamorphized into spirit, which then is poured down in innumerable tongues. Our deepest desire is that you become the best Muslim, the best Christian, the best Jew, the best person you can be. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. We can do that. We can speak from the heart of our faith, wishing others well at the heart of theirs, including those who had no name for what got them through the night. It might mean taking down some fences. Befriend followers of different traditions, and allow such friendships to enrich your own faith. A single reservoir of living water with two people looking into it. Two human beings looking into deep waters that don't belong to either of them, reflecting back to them the truth that we are not alone. Begin by identifying the values that different religious communities hold in common: hospitality, cooperation, compassion, mercy. Religions have powerful things in common, but they come to those shared values through their own paths. Give young people the chance to actually act on the religious value through a service project. It's amazing how many stories of compassion people remember when they are building a house together for a poor family, or what their insights into hospitality are when they are tutoring refugee children. There is a sense of withness that arises when people of different faiths join in service, justice, and solidarity. Perhaps start by mobilizing Christians and Muslims to work side by side in helping the poor. Something happens when we work together for the poor. We all change. Both Christians and Muslims feel they are encountering God in one another And together we are encountering God as we join God in serving the poor. We discover that witness leads to withness. Bring together unlike people to serve and heal together, to liberate the oppressed and their oppressors together, and to model, in their collaboration, the kind of harmony and human kindness the world so desperately needs. Rest in this knowing. An Age of Love. Our collective spiritual wisdom is necessary for the healing of ourselves and our planet. Evidence of our spiritual mastery lies in our ever-deepening, continuously expanding humanity. The path to God is bound up with our life in the world. Be as fully present as possible to the holiness of each moment. Embrace, yet not identify, with all that is. Waking up is a community affair. Bring the best of who we are to the spiritual table and offer our own imperfect selves as the medicine for the critically ill spirit of humanity. Build a life that includes heightened consciousness of the sacred and a shared sense of accountability to all beings. Many gifts have emerged from the traditions of organized religion as we try to make our way home to spirit. Liberation from patriarchal dominance, increased awareness of the importance of psychological health along the path of awakening, and an abiding regard for indigenous wisdom ways. Faith traditions offer innumerable points of access to the realm of love. Revisit the teachings and practices to invoke the God of love and bring God into our midst. Say yes to the best of our own heritage and enter the holiest grounds of one another's faith traditions. Dive into the well of each faith and emerge with the treasure that connects us all. We may be able to usher in an age of love within our own lifetime. We can only do this together. At the heart of each major religion is the vision of peace, the idea of a reconciled humanity, the way of compassion and love and justice, the fundamental truth of nonviolence. Read excerpts from the Hindu and Muslim scriptures from the Sermon on the Mount and the Hebrew Bible. Sit in silence for 45 minutes. Conclude with a song about the all-inclusive love that reconciles everyone, the love even for one's enemies. Interfaith contemplative prayer transforms us into a universal spirit, as all the major religious scriptures hope for all of us. There will be no lasting peace on earth unless we learn to respect the other faiths as our own. As we learn from each other's religion, we can help each other deepen in faith of our own personal tradition. It helps Christians return to Jesus' core teachings of nonviolence. Martin Luther King Jr. testified that the Hindu Gandhi helped him more than anyone else to follow Christ. The friendship modeled between Dr. King, Rabbi Abraham Heschel, and Thich Nhat Hanh still bears good fruit in our world and exemplifies the journey we must all make. We need to explore the religious roots of nonviolence. Hear the call to disarm, to embrace one another as sisters and brothers, and welcome the gift of peace that has been already given. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening. I am listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.